Oh, Cecil, I've been reading the best book.
Yeah? What about?
Oh, it's the best book. Just thrilling.
You said that once. What is it about?
It tells you how to be a social success.
Who wants to be a social success?
Why, everyone, of course.
Well, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do, Cecil. Of course you do.
You can't make up my mind for me. I don't want to be a social success.
Don't you want to stand up and be a man among men?
I'd rather sit down and be comfortable.
Well, this book, oh, it's a wonderful book. It helps you to develop your brain.
You better read all the installments, then.
Oh, Cecil, you say the funniest things.
What does the book tell you to do?
I thought you'd be interested.
Well, it's not going to hurt me to know.
Well, do you play cards, Cecil?
What's the book about?
Do you play cards?
Casino and Fantan.
Oh, I mean cards.
Well, that's playing cards. You don't use dominoes.
Oh, I mean brainy games, like whist and bridge.
Are they brainy?
Yes, very. Do you know how to play bridge?
No.
There, see? There.
Well, what?
Well, that's the reason. See, you don't know how to play bridge.
It's the reason for what?
Cecil, you'll never amount to anything unless you know how to play bridge.
Who started this talk about bridge? What was this book that you were going to tell me about?
It's a book on how to play bridge.
Oh, a book on how to play bridge. What the heck are you reading that for?
To learn how to play right. Oh, it's the most wonderful book.
Is that the best you can find to read?
Here, sit down here at the table.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to teach you how to play bridge.
Oh, no, you're not.
Now, come on, Cecil. Be nice. It's something you ought to know.
Oh, I don't want to learn to play, Sally. Let's do something else.
There's no time like the present.
Hey, there's a peach of a movie down at the neighborhood theater.
Yes, I know it. It'll be there tomorrow night. Shall we go?
Yes, tonight.
Tomorrow night, thanks. I'll be looking for you. Now here. Here are the cards. I'll sit over here.
Oh, let's go tonight.
After I teach you how to play bridge.
Oh, all right. Hey, that's not the way to shuffle cards.
Well, it's my way. I'll do it.
Hey, let me have the cards a minute. I'll show you a trick.
Not now. Now, let's see. I deal you 13 cards.
Uh-oh. That's an unlucky number.
There now. Take them up.
Oh, look. 4 aces in one hand. What do I get for that?
Oh, goodness, you shouldn't say anything. Now I have to deal them all over again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Take them.
Now, don't tell me what you have this time.
I thought that 4 people were supposed to play bridge.
They are.
Well, how can 2 of us play?
I'm dealing 4 hands.
What are we playing with? Spooks?
No. This is just to show you how to play.
Well, I've gotten by so far without learning how to play bridge.
Yes, but when you're a big businessman, you'll want to know.
Where'd you get the book on how to play bridge?
The girl next door gave it to me.
Never did like her.
She's going to give a bridge party soon and invite me.
Well, she's not going to invite me. I don't have to learn.
Now take up your cards and put all the hearts and spades and diamonds and clovers together.
What are clovers?
That's what I call clubs. I never can remember to say clubs.
Oh, separate them, huh? Is that the idea?
Yes. Hearts together and spades and...
I haven't got any spades.
Good enough, Cecil. You're not supposed to tell me what you have.
I didn't tell you anything.
You just told me what you had.
No, I didn't. I told you what I didn't have.
Give them back to me. I'll deal them all over again.
All right, here. This is a great game. I like it. When is it my turn to mess up the cards?
Now this time, don't say a word after you pick up your hand.
Just keep still after I see what you give me, huh? Don't
yes.
say a word.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And then we'll start out. It's really easy. It won't take long to teach you.
Maybe not, if we ever get started.
Well, all right now, pick up your hand and sort them. Oh, my, what a nice hand I got. Are you ready? Are you ready, Cecil? What have you got in your mouth, Cecil? For goodness sake, Cecil, open your mouth and say what you mean.
You told me not to say a word after I looked at my hand. I'm just following directions.
Oh, I mean about your cards, silly.
And don't call me silly. I was just doing what you told me to do.
Well, have you got them all together?
No. Some of the cards are upside down.
Now, I'll start. Let's see now.
Why do you start? Why can't I start?
Because I dealt. The dealer always starts.
If I dealt, could I start?
Yes. Now, let's see. The first thing...
Well, why don't you let me deal, then? It's not nice to hog everything.
Oh, Cecil, it doesn't make any difference who deals.
Sure it does. You get a head start. You ought to give me the handicap. You know how to play.
Oh, Cecil, please wait until you know more.
How do I know that you're not going to cheat me?
Cecil, what would be the sense in doing that?
So you could beat me?
Oh, Cecil, it doesn't make any difference to me who beats.
That's a heck of a way to play. Suppose football players went out on the field to play, and they didn't
Cecil,
care who...
Listen, this isn't football. Please let me explain.
All right, go ahead. I think you're making up the rules, though.
Cecil, I didn't make up the rules. They're right here in this book.
All right, then. Show me where it says that you can start first, just because you dealt.
I didn't say I started first. I just bid first.
Crawfishing now.
Cecil, if you'll only wait till I get started, will you please?
All right, then. This is what I have to learn. To be a big man someday with big brains.
Now, you see, I look at my hand and bid something. The suit I have the most of. Well, so I bid a spade.
What do I do?
Well, first it's the next hand. I'll turn that face up to show you. There, now see? Well, he would bid a no trump, see?
Why would he?
Well, that would be his bid. That's what he has. And then it would be your turn to bid.
What's a no trump?
That's when you have no trumps.
Thanks, that's plain. Well, what do I do?
Well, you bid in whatever you have the strongest and highest.
What I've got the most of? Huh? Well, let's see. I bid one diamond.
You can't bid one diamond, Cecil.
Why can't I?
You have to bid two.
Why?
Because I bid one spade.
Well, if you bid one, why can't I bid one?
Goodness, Cecil, if you'll only relax, this will be fun.
Well, I bid one diamond. I've got a lot of them.
Cecil, one spade is equal to one diamond. So you bid two.
I bid one.
You must bid two.
I won't do it.
Oh, goodness, you don't know anything.
I know what I want to bid, and you're trying to make me bid more.
I'm trying to teach you the right way, that's all. You have to bid more. That's the way to play.
All right, then. What's the most I can bid?
You can't take more than seven tricks. Seven is the highest bid.
Well, the one that bids the highest, what does he get?
He plays the hand.
All right, I bid seven diamonds.
Cecil, you haven't got seven diamonds.
I have two.
Well, you couldn't.
Well, now look, here, see them? Look. See? Seven of them.
Oh, goodness, I told you not to throw them to me. Here, give them to me. I have to deal them all over again. I didn't want to see them, Cecil.